My lord?
A plaintive voice called down from the forecastle of the merchanter. The captain's daughter leaned over the rail, gazing after him. Her father had forbidden her to come ashore, but whenever Theon came to Lordsport, he spied her wandering forlornly about the deck.
My lord, a moment, she called after him. As it please, my lord.
Did she? Eskred asked, as Theon hurried her past the cog.
Please, my lord.
He saw no sense in being coy with this one. For a time, now she wants to be my sort wife.
Oh, well, she'd profit from some sorting, no doubt. Too soft and bland, that one. Or am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Soft and bland, precisely.
How had she known?
He had told Wex to wait at the inn. The common room was so crowded that Theon had to push his way through the door. Not a seat was to be had at bench nor table. Nor did he see his squire. Wex! He shouted over the din and clatter.
If he's up with one of those poxy whores, I'll strip the hide off him, he was thinking,
when he finally spied the boy dicing near the hearth. And winning, too, by the look of the pile of coins before him. Time to go, Theon announced. When the boy paid him no mind, he seized him by the ear and pulled him from the game. Wex grabbed up a fistful of coppers and came along without a word. That was one of the things Theon liked best about him. Most squires have loose tongues, but Wex had been born dumb, which didn't seem to keep him from being clever as any 12-year-old had a right to be. He was a base-born son of one of Lord Butley's half-brothers. Taking him as squire had been part of the price Theon had paid for his horse.